We're up to the middle of Daf Mem Chesamid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Halokeach Eved min Ha'ovi Kochavim V'lo Ratzolomu. Person buys an Eved from a Goy, and the Eved doesn't want to have Bris Milah. Megalgul Imo Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. So you deal with him for 12 months. Lo Mol, if he after 12 months still doesn't want to have Milah, Chozer Mokro Lovi Kochavim. You can sell them, then you sell them to a goy. You can't keep them. Rashi, what's it called? The Tosus says because we're afraid that he'll be in your house and he'll make you yayin nesech. And the Ri says that since there's a mitzvah, the Rebbe Shem gave Avram Avinu a mitzvah to mal all of his avodim, so you can't keep an eved unless you mekayim that mitzvah of maling him.
Who's the slave to say no?
What?
Who's the eved to say
that's
my
mouth? We'll see. That's what he says. That's what Rabbi Shimon Levi says. The eved has the prerogative. He can't do it against his will. If he doesn't want, then you sell him to a goy. Lo mochogim. Amru rabbonik kameder apapa. Timan de lo kravikiva. So he said this, which Rabbi Shimon Levi said. And Rabbi Papa said, that's not like Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, ho omer ein mekayim. Rabbi Akiva said, you can't be Makayim and Eved Bechlal, even a short time, who wasn't Mal. Either you Mal him immediately, or you what's it called, get rid of him. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Makayim. Omer Luhu Rab Papa, no, Afilu Tame Rabbi Akiva. No, it could be this, what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, could even go according to Rabbi Akiva. Hani Mele Hechid Lo Paschal Emilse. Aval Hechid the Paschal Emilse Paschal. So Rashi learns, Tulsa says two pshat, and Rashi has one pshat here, Rashi. Ha'amar ein mekaymin afilu yom echad. Rabbi Akiva says you can't keep dealing with him for 12 months. If he doesn't want to have a bris milah, you get rid of him right immediately. Hani milah de'ein mekaymin. When is the halacha that Rabbi Akiva said that you can't keep him? So what the Gemara is saying now, Hani Mile is going back on Rabbi Akiva. When did Rabbi Akiva say you can't keep him even for one day? That's Hecha de lo Paschal and Milse. The lo Kibel me Olam Lizgayer, the lo Pasak me Geyusa. He never expressed the will to be Megayer. Never. Then, what's it called if he says he's not going to be Megayer and he never expressed a previous desire to yes be Megayer, then you have to get rid of him immediately. When you bought him, he said, you know what, I think I'll convert and become a Jewish slave. And then he changed his mind. Then, since he once said that he's willing to do it, and now he changed his mind, you have 12 months to try to convince him to go back to what he originally said. Lashon Mori. That's the first lashon of Rashi. Lishnachrina, another pshat. Hani milei de'ein mekaymin heichad lo pasik lemilsei shemekaymin stan. Right? When did Rabbi Akiva say you can't even hold him for one day? That's if what's it called lo pasik lemilsei. That stop. You're holding on to him and stop. Aval heichad the pasik the omer li the omer lo hareini megalgal imcha yud beis chodesh v'imlo timol emkor oscha mutter v'havigabei keshir bi'alma. So if you didn't say anything to him, you didn't make any deal with him. If you didn't make any deal, you can't keep him for one day. But if you told him, look, I'm giving you 12 months, and if you, I'm only going to keep you as a slave if you agree in the end to be mal. And if not, I'm selling you to a goy, getting rid of you. Then the whole time that he's with him, until then, he's just like a worker. Then you can keep him up to 12 months. So those are two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat is that if he expressed a desire to convert first and then change his mind, you can keep him 12 months. If he never expressed a desire to convert, you can't keep him at all. Second pshat in Rashi is if you mention to him that I'm giving you 12 months to convert, right, then up until the 12 months he's like a worker and you can keep him for 12 months. If you never said anything to him, then you have to get rid of him right away. If you don't want to make, for some reason you don't want to make this deal with him, then you have to get rid of him right away. Okay. The Tosus says a different pshat. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Hani Mile is going back on Rabbi Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yeshua say you can keep him for 12 months when on Paschal Milse? that what's it called, when the guy is pushing him off from day to day, what's it called, and he says, I'm not sure, or whatever, he's giving excuses. Then you keep him for 12 months. But Puskel and Milsafe, he said, I'm definitely not going to get him bris milah, then you have to get rid of him right away. So it's going back on Rabbi Yeshua, not on Rabbi Akiva. When did Rabbi Yeshua say he could keep him for 12 months? That's only if lo Puskel and Milsafe. He hasn't said conclusively he doesn't want a bris. Right? He keeps pushing you off. But if he conclusively said he doesn't want a bris, you can't keep him even for 1 minute, like Rabbi Akiva. And Tosus himself says, no, it's more Mistaber that's going back on Rabbi Akiva. Right? And where the he agreed and then he changed his mind, like Rashi says, right? He says, the Hechad in Srat Salom over Dachu, that's where you don't keep him, even what's it called, 1 day. Since a mitzvah to mal him, you don't push off the mitzvah, and he already showed. But if Pasa, he doesn't want to have a bris, then you're not mechuyev to be mal him, and you can keep him for 12 months until you get rid of him. Right, that's Tosus Pshat. Okay, so those are all the Pshatim and Poskel and Milsay, or the Pshatim on the Daf at least. Okay. So, okay. Omer of Kahana. Omer of Kahana. Amrisa Lashmaisa Kameda Rav Zvid, Minardor. I said this over to Rav Zvid, what Rav Papa said, Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva, that when did Rabbi Akiva say that you have to get rid of him right away is lo Paschal Milse. But Paschal Milse, whichever the pshat is, there Rabbi Akiva agrees you could keep him for 12 months. So Rav Kahana said, I said what Rav Papa said over to Rav Zvid, Minardo, Omer li hochi, ki Omer li Rabbi Akiva, belokeach eved ben hashmoshos, lishnei shleha. Right, before we had the case of what's it called, of the inofesh ben amosecha, that you can have a goy orel in your house. According to Rabbi Akiva, how can you have a goy orel in your house? The Gemara had an answer. It's talking where you bought him Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, and you didn't have time to be malim. And therefore, by de facto, you had a goy in your house. But really, you can't even keep him for a day. If you could have maled him, you got to get rid of him. Either mal him or get rid of him. Why didn't the Gemara say this answer? It's talking where Lo Paschal and Milset. Well, what's it called? Or Paschal and Milsa, whichever one, right? That the goy said that he originally agreed to convert, and then he changed his mind. Whatever the pshat is, right? Well, you can keep him for 12 months, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Why did the Gemara have to say it's talking in such an unusual case where you happen to buy the guy right before Shabbos? Tell me an easy, more easy case where the goy agreed to convert and now he changed his mind. Where even Rabbi Akiva says you can keep him for 12 months. Gemara says, "Chada mitrei tamiko amar." And the Gemara could have said that answer, gave this answer, one of two answers. There's no raya that the other answer couldn't be. Just that the Gemara said this answer. Sholech Ravin Mishmeder Beliveloi Rashi Lishmaisa Hai Teruta the Rapapa the Hecha the Pasuk with Milson Mashinon. Right, Rav Kahana said, "I said this pshat that Rav Papa said." That even Rabbi Akiva agrees that where lo Paschal and Milse, right, you can keep him for 12 months, and he had this this time. Lishn leha kigon de pasuk le Milse. The Yochel the Kaima kol yavis chodesh. Why didn't the Gemara answer? You can have a guy who's an oral in your house for 12 months, as long as he agreed to convert first and now change his mind. Why did Gemara have to answer the case that he did it right before Shabbos? Chad mitrei tami shaliyeh. He answered one of two answers. He didn't have to give all the answers. He gave an answer that was good. But in Chanami, the other answer would have been good too. Okay. Sholach Rovin Mishmei de Rabbi Loi. The Chol Rabbo say Omruli Mishmo. Right? Rovin sent in the name of Eloi, and all of my Rebbeim said in his name. A zeu eved oral shemutar lekaimo. When are you allowed to keep an eved oral, right, and not get rid of him right away? Ze shalachu rabba amanash lo lamolo. If you bought him lechatchila not to malim, so then there's no chiyuv to malim, right? But if you bought him lechatchila to malim and he doesn't want to have bris milah, then you have to get rid of him right away. Okay. But if you bought him lechatchila manash, not to mal him, that was the condition, then you don't have to mal. Then you can keep him without having a bris milah.
He's potter from the mitzvah.
Yeah, he's potter from the mitzvah. He's like a worker. He's a goyish worker. Okay. Rashi, v'chol rabo se omer v'yishmei de Rabbi Loi, and all my rabbeim said it, this is the name of Rabbi Loi, right? That if you bought the eved lechatchila, not al manash to mal, no, you don't want to make him an eved kanani. You just want to have him as a worker, then that's okay. But if you want to make him an Eved Kanani and he refuses to have bris milah, then you got to get rid of him. So Amrua Rabbanan Kamei to Rav Papa. So the Rabbanan said this, which Rabbi Loi said in to Rav Papa, and he said, "Come on, to look Rabbi Akiva. Lechora, what's it called? This doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva. The E Rabbi Akiva, Amr Mekayman. Rabbi Akiva holds you can never hold an Eved Oru. Amru Lahu Rav Papa, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva." No, Rabbi Papa said it could be even Rabbi Akiva. Honey, mila hechad lo asne bahade, ava hechad asne asne. When did Rabbi Akiva say you can't keep an eved oral if you didn't make any condition with him? But if you specifically made a condition that you're going to keep him without mila, meaning you're not going to make him an eved kanani, you're just going to make him a worker, then that's okay. Omer Rav Kahana, amrisa l'shmaisa kameid Rav Zvi min Nardo. So Rav Kahana said, I said this over what Rabbi Papa said in front of Rav Zvi from Nardo. Omar li hachi ki gomer le Rabbi Akiva b'lo keach eved ben hashmoshos b'lo hispik lemolo lishin leha. Right, l'chora, if this is true that Rabbi Akiva holds that if you make a specific condition with him that you're keeping him without him becoming an eved kanani, that you're allowed to keep him, when the Gemara last asked up before, how could according to Rabbi Akiva there be a ben amosecha, a goy oral in your house, and the Gemara had to find a case where you bought him Erev Shabbos before Shabbos and you didn't have time to mal him, why didn't you say this teretz? You made a condition with him. The Gemara says, no, well, the tameich lishni lehach. The other answer could have said, we said before, lo paskal lemilsim, right, where the goy agreed to convert and then changed his mind. Eloch ad mitrei plas tameich omer. Yeah, there's a lot of answers. Three answers. The Gemara gave one out of three, just like before we said gave one out of two. Okay, right. Yosef, Reb Chananya, Rabbi Chanina bar Papai, Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchok Nafcha, Akila de Reb Yitzchok Nafcha. Reb Chanina bar Papai and Reb Ami and Reb Yitzchok Nafcha were sitting on the porch of Reb Yitzchok Nafcha. The Yashni. The Kaamri, and they were sitting and they were saying the following. They learned the following. There was a city in Eretz Israel that the goyim there didn't want to have bris milah. Right? They took them as avodim, and they refused to have bris milah. The Gilgulim mohem ad shneimasar chodesh, the chazru mochem lavichodim. They dealt with them for 12 months. Try to convince them, and afterwards they sold them to Goy. Kiman, who does this go like? Ki haitana de tanya halokeach eved min ovi gochavim v'lo rotzom lomul v'gal glimo at shneim osar chodesh lomol chozru mochul ovi gochavim. It goes like this brisa that we had before, that if you buy a Goy from ovi gochavim, he doesn't want to have mila, you can deal with him for 12 months. If after 12 months you didn't convince him to have a bris, you sell him to a Goy. Reb Shimon and Belazar Omer, Ein Mashin also be Eretz Yisrael, it may have sitaris. You don't hold on to him even for a minute in Eretz Yisrael, because we're afraid he's going to be Matane your taharos, because there were gozer tuma on a goy. And Eved Kanani doesn't have that tuma, but a full fledged goy. So you keep him in your house for 12 months as a goy, you're going to end up having your taharos, your trumas, become tame. Uve ira smucha l'svar, and if the place where you have this goy is on the border, ein mashino sokol ikra. You don't hold a goy as a worker. You don't have goyish workers, right? In a border city. Why? Shemayish madaver, because he's a goy, and a border city is a dangerous bitachon, right? The goyim can use that as a place to start conquering other places. The yelich liomer lechaveiro v'kochavim. We're afraid he'll hear information and tell his friend the goy, and it'll compromise the security of Klal Yisrael. So you don't keep a goy as a worker on a border place, right? Rashi Hetzitaris Shemetame Satrumos. The Ovid Kochovim Gozer Olav Shiatame Kazov will hold the water. They were Gozer Tum on a Goy as if he's a Zov. So if you keep him as a Goy for 12 months, he's going to be Metame, your Taharis.
And can you send him to another Jew who also likes a condition?
Now we're saying the condition won't help. This is, you have 12 months, and after that, what's it called? You don't have need conditions.
Not for another Jew to buy.
I mean,
and then
you end up selling to a Goy. That's it. Shvar Marko Balas. It's the border. Krach Hamavdol Ben Eretz Yisrael Eretz Amin. It's a border city that divides between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Okay. No, so till then he doesn't have a din of Eved. He has a din of a worker.
Right. So how can you sell him? How do you sell a Sakhir?
What?
How do you sell
You bought the rights for him. You sell the rights you had on him. You had the rights to make him an Eved. You sell that to a Goy. Sell it back to the Goy. Because the Goy can't buy him body anyway. He only has rights to his work. Tanya Rabbi Chananya Ben Osher Rabbi Gamliel Omer Mibnei Magerim Bizman Hazem Ma'unim. The Yisurim Boy in Aleim. Why do we see the Gerim have many times have hard lives? If Neshlo Kimu Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, because when they were Goyim, they didn't keep Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Now they're getting punished for it. When they were Goyim, the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't punish them. They punish them in Olam Haba. Now they became Jews. He wants to punish them in Olam Hazeh that they should have Olam Haba. So they get punished in this world for the Sheva Mitzvah they didn't keep. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gershin Iskayer Kekotin Shenoladomi. That can't be the reason. Once a ger is Megayer, he's like a newborn person. He doesn't get punished for what he did in the past. Elav mei ma meunin. And therefore, they're what's it called? Shaila, whether a ger who is Megayer and didn't do tshuva for the things that he did in the past, is he kosher la'edus or not? Mashal from the Gemara, that everything that he did before is erased. So he's for sure kosher la'edus. There are rachronim, well, no, not like that. That if he didn't do tshuva, for even though he may not be punished for it, be they shamayim or whatever, but be they adam, he's still possible leivus. And others hold culture king. If be they adam, if be they shamayim, but surely be they adam not. It's machlokas achronim, whether a ger who was megayer did things when he was a goy that would possible him leivus, if he remains possible leivus until he does tshuva on those things or not. Okay. So again, from this gemara's mashma that he has no connection to the past. So then why are they, do they have hard lives? Because they don't know how to do mitzvahs properly, and because of that, what's it called, they didn't grow up like that, they're like Balei Tshuva. So they don't know the halachas, the mele, they don't do them properly. Because they really don't do mitzvahs mi'ava, but Meira, most Geirim come because they're afraid they're going to lose their Olam Haba or whatever. So they do, they don't do Mitzvahs Me'ava, Meira, and because of that, they still get Yisurin. Rashi. Shalokimu Zayin Mitzvahs Be'odim Odikochovim. The Adhashtalo Ifru Minayu De Puranius Genus Olohem Losin Lava. Till now, when they were going, God will punish them in the future, in Olam Haba. But now they converted, God wants to get rid, finish with their punishment in this world, so they'll have Olam Haba. He's not punished at all for what he did in the past. Gehenim, usually their motivation is that they don't want to get Gehenim or whatever. It's not so much Me'ava, but Me'ira. The reason is they took too long to convert. And I told you the Chidah says, when they took too long, there's no chiyuv for a goy to convert. It's not going to be too long. So he said that every goy that eventually converts, there was something about him to begin with that was usher to convert. I saw it in Rishonim, but said over in the name of the Graf Patotsky, Avram ben Avram. He said that by Matan Torah, not every Jew wanted the Torah, but they were outvoted by the Rov. So they accepted it. But really, they didn't want. Their descendants eventually become Mumari. Not every Goy didn't want the Torah when it was offered to them, but the majority didn't want, so they didn't accept it. Those individuals who would have accepted it, their descendants become Ger. So there was something about that Ger that from the very beginning he was also to become, even though many generations can go by, Rishayim, whatever, but like we said, not every person is Nisiaches to that person, right? It sometimes is a recessive gene that's a throwback to that person, and all the people that came before had no connection to that part of the person. No, the descendants of the person who wanted the Torah, but all the generations till this Ger didn't have a connection to that part of that Ger, right? That gene of that Ger that wanted the Torah, that part of him, these other descendants are never part. This guy had a connection to that part of that ancestor. Okay. Omar of Abo, Yisema Rabbi Chanina, Mikra, right? Where's the pasuk that says that Goyim, if they don't convert quick enough, so something wrong with them, Yishalim Hashem Po'aleich, says by Rus, that Naomi told her, Boaz told her, Hashem should pay you your good deed that you converted. You have a full reward. Asher boss lachasos, because you came quickly. You didn't push it off. Tosa says, right, didn't push it off. Says that Ruth was bas beno of Eglon Melech Moav. She was the granddaughter of Eglon Melech Moav. And if you figure out the years between Eglon Melech Moav and when Boaz became a shofet, it's about 200 years. That means she was about 200 years old when she converted, Ruth. So she must have waited quite a while to convert. So he says, no, it doesn't mean bas beno means literally the granddaughter. She was a descendant many years later. But in Echanami, she wasn't mamish, the granddaughter of Eglon Melech Moav. Rashi, Asher Bos Shemi Hart V'lo Ichart. Asher Bos means you came now. You didn't delay. That's why your schar will be complete. But if you had delayed, then your schar wouldn't be complete. You'd have your surah. The Vilna Gaon learns this. Why is maskur tech shleima? Said Jews really can't demand reward for mitzvahs because we were avodim. The Rebbeinu Shem took us out. He has a right to tell us what to do. So really, shouldn't just have any schar. Right? We owe it. But a ger was never an avid, so in Mitzrayim, so he doesn't owe the Rebbeinu Shem anything. So his schar can be complete. He has a right to demand schar for what he does. Right? He doesn't owe the Rebbeinu Shem to be yochel anything.